Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Ooh, I like it when they make me laugh.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them makes me happy.
On Live 101.5.
Okay, it's the Morning Mess. It's time to catch up these cheaters with the staycation set up. Listen, we got Jackie on the line. She thinks her boyfriend, Victor, might be cheating because, well, she was going through his phone. And Jackie, you found some flirty text messages to somebody else.
All right. Well, first of all, I don't think he's cheating. I know he's cheating.
Oh, boy. Oh, you, okay. You know he's cheating. Yes. What the hell you needed us for then? Like,
so believe me, I know. He's been canceling all our dates, saying he's working late. You know working late. You know what that means. I'm working late. All the red flags.
Right. Okay.
I tried to ask him. He didn't want to talk. So, I mean, obviously, if he don't want to talk, I had to take matters into my own hands, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So one night when he actually decided he wanted to hang out with me, he fell asleep. And, you know, I did what I had to do. I went through his phone.
Okay.
So I thought he would have changed his passcode. Mm-hmm. But the dumb did not. So I already knew how to get in. I got in. I found text messages with a girl that I've never heard of before. They were being lovey-dovey, flirtatious. And get this. They were talking about meeting up at this restaurant for dinner on the other side of town the following night.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Mm. Now, when you find all this out, are you waking up your man out of the sleep or are you just holding this to set him up? What are we doing at this point?
Oh, no. I believe in people recognizing their own downfall. So I didn't tell him nothing. I want him to be painfully aware that I'm aware. Right?
Okay.
Got you.
Oh, boy.
So listen, he tells me that he couldn't see me that night, the night that he's supposed to be meeting that chick, right?
Right.
Because he had to work late. You know how that, and he was going to be tired, right?
Right. She's going to wear his ass out, yeah.
Okay. I'm pissed.
Right.
Because I already know. I know he's going to meet this chick.
Right.
This is something I told him before we got serious. Don't ever lie to me.
Or what?
That's it. That's the end.
Okay.
Don't lie to me.
Did you have a steak knife in your hand while you said that?
No, nothing
like that. You sound intense. I'm scared for this guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with her for sure.
But listen. I know how guys are. They'll try to find ways to cover stuff up. So
yeah, do we do?
I've made sure I got copies. That's pictures of all them texts. I even forwarded some to myself.
So you saw with your own eyes.
Oh, yes. And I got proof because, you know, he could be, oh, that wasn't me, this and that. No,
right.
I got pictures.
So you know that he's cheating. You just want to embarrass him and catch him live on the radio is what we're getting to.
Yeah, the relationship is over.
It's over.
But I've been still acting like we cool. Because I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him to
the setup is real with this one.
Yeah, I'm very scared.
The tea is piping with this one.
Okay, I feel like you're standing up right now.
I feel like you're standing up.
I feel like she's standing up, like, looking at her phone, like...
pacing.
Yeah, okay. I get this. Okay, Jackie, we got you. We're going to call him up. It's going to be Brock.
It will be Brock.
Call him now.
We're going to call Victor up, offer him the free romantic hotel stay, see who he wants to put on his reservation. Do you know that girl's name that he had that dinner with?
Yes, I know all the dirt. Amari?
Amari, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You think for sure he's going to take this side chick named Amari?
Yes, call him.
Okay.
It's called.
Let me shut the hell up. Go ahead, Sienna. Do your thing.
Hey, hello.
Hello, may I speak to Victor?
Hey, this is he.
Hi, Victor. My name is Selena, so I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Hey, you can stop there. I don't, whatever you're selling, I don't want it. I'm good.
So I actually wouldn't need any money from you. I'm not selling it. It's actually a complimentary weekend on the Aurora Hotel. We just want to get our name out there, so all we ask is for a review in return.
Okay, let's backtrack. You guys are simply doing this as promotion so you can get your name out. You're not going to ask me for my credit card, no social number. You're just going to give me a free suite for the weekend.
That is correct.
Okay, if I don't got to do nothing, I'm down. I don't got to do nothing. Good. All right, let's go.
Yeah, we got you, Victor. We'd love to take care of you here. So in order to move forward with the reservation, I'm so excited to set it up for you. We do something fun here at the Aurora Hotel where we address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you will be bringing. So I could give you a moment to think of that, and I'll jot it down for you.
Saucy means nasty, right?
Saucy means nasty. Yeah, a little naughty, great. Little naughty note.
This is what I want you to write down. I want you to write down, I'm going to kiss you up and then lick you down.
Doesn't get saucier than that.
Hey, I'm a Scorpio. You know how we do.
It'd be like that with Scorpios.
It'd be like that.
Now that I have that written down, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Amari.
Oof.
Good luck, brother.
Caught.
Down.
Chicken is caught. I knew it. I knew it. Thank you for proving me right, you low down cheater. Yeah, it's me, Jackie, your ex-girlfriend. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Victor, really quick, we got to let you know before Jackie takes over. You're live on the radio. We're a morning show called The Morning Mess, and your girl Jackie hit us up earlier suspecting that you were cheating, so.
Look at you. Everybody on the radio knows.
Slow down. You don't know anything. You don't even know what's going on. Just stop, Jackie. Come on.
I don't know what's going on. So why don't you tell me? I would love to know what's going on. Who's Amari? Why you want to lick her up and down, huh?
Look, Jackie. Look.
Man.
Look,
this one's tough.
Look, Jackie. How you going to explain your way out of this?
Jackie, look.
Look. I'm looking where? Hey, you don't even know what the f*** you say. You know why? Because you know he's caught. You've been texting her, and you went to Steak 44 with her because I was there, and I got pictures, and I got videos of it. So don't try to act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, he spent money on the side chick.
I was going to say.
Steak 44, damn.
And you was lying to me. You told me Steak 44 is too much for you. But apparently Amari could have Steak 44, huh?
Again, all you are proving is that you are a nutcase.
Okay.
Again, you're proving that you're
But here's
nut.
The thing, Victor. If she's a nutcase, you're still cheating, though. You're still cheating on her, though.
And what did I tell you when we first got together? I said, don't f***ing lie to me. And what did you do? You're lying. This
he
is
lied
the
to
worst
you.
Thing you could lie
sure
about.
Did.
So your idea of what's best to do going forward is try to humiliate me live on the radio.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be correct.
Yes,
that
yes.
sounds rational. That sounds rational.
Yeah. Well,
you're
a nut. Rational
Jackie,
to me. Yeah.
Jackie, okay. Seek help.
You're a poor excuse for a man.
That part. Victor, are you going to admit that you were cheating, though, at the very least?
I don't have to admit crap to Jackie.
Okay.
It's my
fault.
That's enough.
All right.
Yeah. Done, okay. He's done. All right. You're done, Victor.
Yeah. Victor, are you still there? Damn, he hung up on me first.
Oh, no.
Dang, he beat you to it.
He beat me to it. Hey, well, Jackie, I hope that's what you wanted. Obviously, you knew he was already cheating, but you had told us off the air that you had texted all his family and friends to listen up, so...
Well, I mean, he's a piece of shit. I'm glad everybody found out.
Yeah, well, Jackie, I know that was a very heated conversation. If you want help for yourself, I will offer you these free counseling services. Joey's already looking at me like, to hell with it.
The hell these counselors.
I know.
She don't need counseling.
No, she's counseled herself through this
yeah,
one.
She counseled a lot of people listening right now. She counseled a lot. Because, Jackie, I think a lot of ladies are listening, going through this, knowing that their man is cheating. You help them out as well.
Yeah, well, I gave him every opportunity. It
right.
was a last resort.
No, we don't think you're crazy. It has nothing to do with that. You're a Gemini. Okay, Jackie, keep us posted, and good luck out there, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, my love. Now, guys, I know I'm single. I like a little crazy. That's a little too crazy for
she,
me.
She was
know.
On one.
I don't know, man. She's just trying to figure something out.
It was justified, though, I will
yeah.
say.
No, I get it.
She gathered all the receipts. She knew her stuff, so she was coming from somewhere where she had knowledge about it. So I give her that.
Yeah.
Should have pulled up on that restaurant, though. You know what I mean? Making a scene there.
I know. I don't know too many girls that would have just not made the scene.
Right.
I've only known Sienna for 4 months, but I know for a fact, if you were to call your husband that, you would roll up.
I would roll up. I'm grabbing people by the hair, dragging them out of that restaurant.
Yeah, right.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Whatever the best defense is.
She's swinging on the waiter. Yeah. You're going to serve the side chick? Hold my scrunch. Give me some Vaseline. I'll put some Vaseline on.
Good morning.
The Valley's favorite way to wake up.
I love the morning show.
The best morning soundtrack.
Go!
It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.